83 seems a long ways away. Probably seems like a long ways away to our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library as well. Do you have much for memories of 1983?
I don't. My parents got married in 1985.
Aha. Okay.
And I, didn't show up until the 90s. So.
Ah. Gotcha. See?
So. I can't even fathom 1983.
Ah. There you go. But you are, being a librarian, of course, familiar with 1984.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. So. And being a librarian, of course, I'm familiar with David Bowie.
Yes. Of course. So. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm all right. It would be a great day to stay in bed, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy out there. Kind of gloomy, but it'll be good for us to at the end here when we have our discussion of scary movies, horror movies based on literary works. It's a good day for that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So, so what else is happening at the library? You've got a new podcast?
Yeah, podcast episode will drop tomorrow. I have to put the finishing touches on it later today. But if you're not familiar with Pager, the West Bend Library podcast, it comes to you every month on the 15th. We talk about upcoming library events and fun library facts, and I tell library jokes that are terrible and everyone groans at them, but then you can pass them along and your friends can groan at you. Uh-huh. We also do book recommendations, all kinds of things on the podcast. And my guest for this month is Darcy, who's the head of cataloging at the library, and she's awesome. And she'll we're going to talk about some of our favorite scary movies, not necessarily literary-based ones, just all of our favorites. So the podcast is available on our website and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Cool. Cool. And again, things adjusting at the library, things that used to be going on in the building are now take home or via Zoom or, well, we'll go back to take home because crafting Saturdays are now take home.
Exactly. So Crafting Saturday, yeah, it's a monthly craft program for adults and teens. Basically, you come in and grab a kit. So that happens this Saturday, the 17th. They'll be available starting at 10 a.m., and you can grab a kit to decorate a pumpkin at home and then share it on social media so we can see what you've created. Kits are definitely geared for teens and adults. They're, you know, the difficulty level is a little bit older than the kids. And they're totally free, but they are first come, first served. So Saturday at 10, set your alarm.
Be there or be square.
Exactly.
So, also, story time to go kits.
Absolutely. Miss Terica is doing this every single week. It's really, really incredible, some of the stuff she puts together. So Monday the 19th, we'll have a new one. Each kit contains an educational activity and a craft for the week's theme. And I'm not actually sure what next week's theme is. It might be like guitars.
Okay. Maybe
that's
ghosts.
Where we're at in the alphabet. So like last week was elephants and then fish and I don't know what G is for yet, but I'm excited to find out. So you can pick up your kits at the table in front of the children's information desk on the first floor. They drop it Monday at 9 a.m., and they're, again, available while supplies last.
Could be ghosts.
Could be ghosts. You never know.
Ghosts would be good for a G.
I saw a pile of guitar picks is where I got guitar, but it could be anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. also, a new teen craft.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I'm going to set these out on Monday morning as well. It's a festive challenge for teens. So you can pick up a template for a Halloween paper craft. You have to cut out and fold a dodecahedron or isosahedron, which will impress your math teacher. And then you fold it and you glue the tabs together to make a cute 3D jack-o'-lantern. And they're so cute. And they're just big enough that you can put a little battery-powered tea light inside if you've got one. So I'm very much looking forward to these on Monday. I spent, it did take me, this is another one that I'm, someone asked if a younger kid could work on this, and they certainly could if they are more patient than I am, because it took me about an hour to cut out.
Okay.
And then the folding, it was really, really intricate, but the end result is really cool. So
I had to stop at a department store yesterday to return an Amazon item.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three store employees who were back by this service area who were trying to put together this cardboard display that came in for Christmas. Fa-la-la-la-llama, I think it is. But they,
oh,
it was
excellent.
It's a cardboard sleigh with shelves, and apparently there's a stuffed llama that goes on it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched them for about 5 minutes while I was in line, and they may still be working on this thing. I'm not quite sure. So, you know.
Yeah, I would struggle with that. But there's no cutting with the paper jack-o'-lanterns.
Ah.
Just, once you've cut out the shape, then you just fold it together. That's
gotcha.
Pretty cool.
Okay. And also, Teen Tuesdays on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So every Tuesday, you want to subscribe to us on YouTube to get our Teen Tuesday content. It's basically I pick a book every week that I think is good.
Okay.
Something to listen to, something to watch, usually an anime, maybe a movie, and something else to do. And I'm trying to spread as many stress-busting activities as possible. So there's something relaxing to do each week as well. So Teen Tuesday on the West Bend Library's YouTube. And YouTube is a great place to be if you're a library fan, because in addition to those Teen Tuesdays, Miss Terica posts virtual story times. So, for example, today is Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day, so there's an awesome teddy bear story time. Various librarians post instructional videos and staff picks. And actually, the podcast, Pager, is also available right from our YouTube channel, and it's free, and we're dropping content a couple times a week, so it's pretty cool, and just subscribe.
Cool. And also, you've got a different way for teens to volunteer.
Yes, and I had heard over and over again that kids still need volunteer hours for, you know, National Honor Society, you know, or they just want some for scholarships or college applications, or it looks good on a resume. But nobody's really having teens come in to volunteer right now, and that includes the library. So everything that we've come up for teens to volunteer to do to earn volunteer hours is stuff they can do from home. So it's kind of nice that you don't even have to come into the library, and you can still earn hours essentially from the comfort of your home if you want to. So all the list of things that we need done and the ways to start getting involved with volunteering at the library are on our website at westbendlibrary.org/teens, or you can contact me, send me an email, and learn some more about how you can earn volunteer hours from home.
All right, cool. So now the moment that that people have been waiting for, I'm sure, with bated breath for moments. We're going to talk about scary movies based on books, and I will let you start.
Okay, so some of my favorites, one of my all-time favorite movies is Jaws. Actually a movie that I love so much that I recommended it on Teen Tuesday.
Okay.
Months ago, because it's, you know, it's a great movie, and the book is also pretty good.
Okay.
Different.
All right.
But pretty darn good. And same with The Silence of the Lambs. I actually just got this one. I've read it before, but I got it again from through Libby, where you can check out ebooks and audiobooks with your library card. So I'm going to give it a new listen as we waltz into the Halloween season.
And
gosh, The Silence of the Lambs is so creepy.
And not just one book. There was a whole series of books.
Yeah.
Correct?
The Silence of the Lambs, I think, is the second book in that series, if I'm recalling correctly.
All
you
right.
ever need that at, you know, pub quiz or whatever.
All right.
Trivia.
Just in case. Just in case. Well, you know, back in the early movie-making days, they didn't have a lot of raw scripts and so on, so they went back to the classics for inspiration. So we'll go back for a couple here for me.
Sure.
Both Dracula and Frankenstein based books. And we'll get to, I'm going to circle back to this at the end of my list. I've got to include Stephen King on my list.
Definitely.
My favorites from Stephen King would be Carrie, The Shining, and of course It, which I'm more than halfway through now.
You're going to make it. You're going to get there.
I'm going to make it. All right, I'll let you get to a couple more of yours.
I haven't seen the new Pet Cemetery either, and I had to do that.
Oh.
but oh gosh, Misery. Yeah, a lot of great movies based on Stephen King books, and some less scary than others.
Right. Stand By Me being less scary.
Stand By Me. Yeah, that's only very, very marginally scary.
Yes. And it depends on how you feel about leeches on your body parts, I guess,
you
is
know,
part
I've
of it.
Never, somehow, despite growing up, you know, mostly on the Mississippi River and in lakes and stuff a lot, I've never had one, and I'm hoping to die that way.
Ah, see?
Like,
there you go.
Leeches is never attached to me.
All right.
Gross.
Yes.
But I'm a baby about that kind of thing. I'm also, I really enjoy on Netflix, they have this adaptation of The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson. And really, Shirley Jackson, she's another one that she has all these different adaptations of her work, and they're all creepy.
The Lottery comes to mind.
The Lottery, We Have Always Lived in the Castle. Some great ones, but The Haunting of Hill House, there's also a movie, I think just The Haunting is the title of the film.
And there are a couple different, there are a couple different versions of that out there too. That's been done a few times.
Yeah. Oh, it's a creepy story. And another one that I wanted to mention is Coraline by Neil Gaiman, which, when the movie came out, I was, you know, my friends and I were all big Tim Burton fans. You know, we love The Nightmare Before Christmas and, you know, the Corpse Bride and that sort of thing. And so Coraline came out, and we went to see it in the theater, and that's the only time I've seen it because it scares me so much.
Ah, my friends, my friends Matt and Kat, when they got married, their wedding theme was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Aww,
This is my friend Kat, who's the librarian down in Delavan. So,
makes sense.
Yes. okay, I've got some. I'm going to go a little bit more obscure here with some of these, I think, now.
All right, let's go.
All right, Ray Bradbury wrote Something Wicked This Way Comes. Love that movie.
Ooh.
Love that movie. The creepy carousel in it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Great movie. Anything from Edgar Allan Poe, that's back to mainstream. But, of course, Edgar Allan Poe, he did his version of The Raven, not exactly what the movie was, where you had, Karloff and Peter Lorre and Vincent
right,
Price
right.
Being crazy. But Edgar Allan Poe inspired... And all those great Roger Corman movies with Vincent Price, like Bit in the Pendulum and The Fall of the House of Usher. And
oh, yes.
All those. So, all right. How about The Hunger?
Ooh. I didn't realize it was based on a book.
It was. I did some research online.
Huh.
So, yes.
You learn something new every day.
Speaking of David Bowie, we're circling back around all day today. All right, here's another little more obscure one, and the movie is actually pretty good. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yes.
Based on a book?
That was...
Yes.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies came out around the same time, and I thoroughly enjoyed them both.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So,
and both based on books.
And there's also a movie... And I can't remember what it's actually called. I think it's along the lines of FDR Werewolf Hunter, something along those lines. But anyway, the president goes after werewolves. Anyway, okay, now I've got two left here.
Okay, and I thought of another one.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so it's, there's one last episode next week, but HBO has been adapting the book Lovecraft Country.
Mm.
And it's, so there's it's a 10-episode season, kind of mini-series, and not this past Sunday's episode, but the last one, so episode 8, scared me so much that I slept with the light on.
Really?
That never happens to me.
Really?
But it's it has put a deep bone chill into my brain.
Okay.
And it's based on a book. I thought the book was really good and enjoyed it. And now the HBO series has me shaking in my boots. So that's fine.
Yes. There you go. There you go. All right. We're circling back around.
Okay.
We started out with Frankenstein, and the movie, of course, was directed by a guy named James Whale, who was an interesting guy to say the least. And there was a movie biography. There was a biography written called Father of Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. You familiar with that at all?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the book is Father of Frankenstein. The movie was called Gods and Monsters with Brendan Fraser and...
Oh, yeah!
And the absolutely amazing Sir Ian McClellan.
Yes.
And that's about James Whale and early Hollywood and obsessions. And it's kind of not a movie for kids, but great movie nonetheless. So that circled us back around to Frankenstein. And then I've got one more, and this may surprise people, but I think Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory belongs on this list as well.
You know, it's the scene in the tunnel.
The boat? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on the boat, has
traumatized more than one child.
Probably more than 100 children.
Yes. So.
Yeah, having rewatched it as an adult, and I do that sometimes, like, oh, this scared me as a kid, but I'm going to watch it, and then I won't think of it as scary anymore. But that part is still scary.
And I was reading something online about it last week, that apparently Gene Wilder was really kind of intentionally strange to the rest of the cast while he was doing things. I mean, they didn't know that he was going to do the flip at the beginning beginning of the trip.
Where he rolls into the flip thing.
And, yeah. They didn't know he was doing that. And they didn't know exactly if he'd kind of gone off his rocker with that monologue during the boat thing. So, and also,
Gene Wilder, he's a Milwaukee guy, isn't he?
He is indeed.
Went to the University of Iowa.
Wow. Okay.
And it was kind of known as a bit of a character, so that does not surprise me.
Yeah. The other Willy Wonka tidbit, so that the kids would really look amazed, they didn't get to see the candy room until they filmed that scene.
Oh, nice.
And then they open the doors, and there it is, you know, so. But, all right, there it is. Awesome. We've done our best on literature for Halloween movies, and so go out and find some and watch and enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the ways that you can watch them is stopping by the library or giving us a call or using our online catalog, and I believe we have all of those.
I would think probably, sure.
if not at the West Bend Library, then we can get them from another library for you for free.
Sure. And let's talk about library hours.
Yes, the library is currently open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays we're open 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. So you want to get in the morning on Saturday, get that craft kit picked up. Wearing a face covering is required per Governor Evers' order there while you're using the library, and we do have a social distancing policy that is in effect, and kind of the gist of that is please keep your visits brief and limit the number of people in your group as much as possible. And if you do have any questions about that policy, or if you need help requesting items or want to learn more about your pickup options if you can't make it into the library yourself, give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. And we really appreciate everyone who's helping us keep the lights on these days. That's nice, but also helping keep us safe with that with a mask or other face covering. So again, if you have any other questions and you don't want to call, it might be answered on the website. That's westbendlibrary.org. You can stop by yourself at 630 Poplar Street. We've also got a lot of info on our social media channels, so on Facebook and Instagram, and of course on YouTube, like I mentioned previously.
When I stopped the other day to drop off some DVDs and pick up some other ones, I saw people who are going to the library make up the rules on that street, don't they, as they go?
They do. They really do.
I saw a guy who actually, I was in the parking lot. I was on Poplar in the row of parking spots over there, not the one in front of the library, but across by the marketing place over there. And a guy was headed down Poplar and realized that the only empty space was next to me, but he was headed the wrong way. So he backed up into the parking place.
Into a parallel parking spot.
Yeah. Backed up into the angle one. Yeah, there. He was next to me. Yeah. Yeah, just. I'm like, it's okay. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, I suppose.
Yep. You always got to have your brake covered, especially, you know, I'm always worried some child is going to dart out or you know, anything like that. So.
Or, you know, and people really at times aren't focused. Oh, and the other day there was a person parked taking about a space and a half, and they weren't even in the library. They were out in their car using the free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, which I do encourage, absolutely use the Wi-Fi from your car, but please, only take up one parking spot.
Well, and park at the end of the row. Don't park in the prime spots, you know.
Yeah, nice and close. It reaches the whole block.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, have a great day, and enjoy some scary books or movies.
I'm very much looking forward to it. You take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.